Ladies and gentlemen, would you please now welcome the Co-Vice Chairman of the AIA Executive Committee, Richard Bolkova.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the Anglo-Israel Association aims to support relations between the United Kingdom and Israel. As both our chairman and the Israeli ambassador have said, this last year has not been an easy one for the Middle East. As the Israelis say, they live in a tough neighborhood. In a number of Arab countries, decades of degraded political culture, lack of economic productivity, of corruption, inequality, and authoritarianism have led to the continuation of extremely bloody and troubling civil wars. Many in those countries, maybe for the want of available alternatives, have turned to jihadi philosophy, in some horrifically misplaced attempt, perhaps, to instill pride in an otherwise humiliating circumstance. The result has been that both Britain and Israel have faced an increased threat. Israel on its southern borders from Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and on its northern borders from Hezbollah, the desperate Syrian regime of the Assads, and now also Al-Qaeda, not to mention the threat from Iran. The UK too, like Israel, has had to commit her servicemen to action, in this case against ISIS in Iraq. Both countries too have faced consequent homeland security challenges, juggling these with maintaining the fabric of civil rights in both their open democratic societies. In economics too, both countries are working hard to overcome the after effects of the financial crisis. Israel is a dynamic and entrepreneurial society with impressive achievements in science, high tech, and other fields, the so-called startup nation. The UK is home to the world's most open and international capital markets, and a well-developed market economy with many world-beating and well-established companies. Trade and interaction between these two nations remains very important for both. There are some, misguidedly in our view, who seek to disrupt this relationship. The National Union of Students refused to pass a motion condemning ISIS, whilst at the same time passing motions critical of the United States, Israel, and the United Kingdom. As Matthew Gould, Britain's magnificent ambassador in Tel Aviv, so eloquently told a meeting the Anglo-Israel Association recently held with several UK university vice chancellors, Britain is in danger of losing out, as so many of Israel's best minds veer away from Britain, once their most natural destination for research collaboration, because of their perception of anti-Israel hostility on campus. As a consequence, the demands on the resources of the Anglo-Israel Association are greater than ever before. We can take heart from the support we have received. This is the largest annual dinner in memory, and we thank you all for your attendance, and we thank those that have hosted guests. But simply put, we need more money. We need more money to support the work of our chairman, Lord Bew, to help us support the work of our two excellent ambassadors, the British ambassador in Tel Aviv and the Israeli ambassador here in London. and to support the work of our tireless Executive Director, Ruth Saunders, and her staff. The Association, which is non-partisan and non-denominational, does so many things. We do this at the highest levels of every field, leveraging expertise and knowledge, and bringing together leaders in every field from our two countries. The Association has developed deep and trusting relationships. We hold roundtables, colloquia, bringing British experts and leaders to Israel, and countless meetings. Our recent events have covered areas from science, medicine, the arts, media, clergy, universities, think tanks, government, defence, energy, and as has been mentioned, food security. Our next forum coming up at Lancaster House will deal with trauma affecting both military personnel and civilians involved in asymmetric warfare and terrorism. Have a look at our magazine, which is on your chair, which reflects our many activities. In short, ladies and gentlemen, we hold major events with leaders on all areas, and it does make an impact. But we cannot do this alone. These events and joint visits do not come free. We need your support, now more than ever. Please be as generous as you can be. Without the support that comes from you this evening, we simply will not be able to hold the events we would wish and which we are asked for. As it is, we cannot keep up with demand. So to those who wish to support our work and wish to help bind the bonds between the two countries, and who can do so, I would very much urge you to consider becoming patrons of the Association. This requires a minimum donation of £1,000. If you can give more, please, please do so. We will be so very grateful for your gift. We hold special events for patrons too. If you value the relationship between these two countries, if you want to strengthen and cement that relationship, then the Anglo-Israel Association is the only organisation doing this work. Please do give generously. I'm going to ask you now to open the appeal cards, which are at every place, and to complete them. Service will be suspended for a couple of minutes while you do this, and then we're going to ask the table hosts and the volunteers to collect the cards. Thank you again for your support. It is very much appreciated.